Rabosai, so what we have remaining with respect to Inyanim of Kishon Shabbos is Hatmana. Hatmana is kind of lonely stepchild of all of the dinim of Bishon and the Isurim Rabbanon of Bishon. Shehiyah comes up very often. You leave food on the pot, on the heat, excuse me, from before Shabbos at Shehiyah. Hachazar, you want to put the food back. That happens all the time. Hatmana is much less popular. And Hatmana, though, is also much more complicated to be magdir. One of the major complications is the Gemara that speaks about Hatmana, the primary Gemara, is Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Going over to Amud Beis. Amar Rava Mipnei Amru Ein Tomnim B'Davar She'Eino Mosif Hevel Mishach HaSheicha Gezeirah Shema Yartiyah. Meaning, once Shabbos begins already, Mishach HaSheicha, you cannot even do Hatmana with a Davar She'eino Mosif Hevel. You can't insulate, you can't cover your pot, even if it is with something that is not Mosif Hevel, that doesn't add any heat. The Gemara then says, Mipnei Ma Amru, ain't tomnim the davar hamosif hevel mi ba'od yom. How come you can't be matmin with davar that's mosif hevel on Friday? Gezeirah shema yatmin, which will lead to you being mechata b'gecholim. In other words, there are two separate isurim involved. Hatmana on Shabbos itself is aser shema yartiyah. Meaning, if I am being matmin, if I am trying to cover my pot, to insulate my pot, obviously, I want my food to be very hot. Chazal are worried that if I am being matmin on Shabbos, even let's say I'm wrapping my pot with towels, towels are not Mosif Hevel at all. It's Maimid Hevel, just retains the heat. But Chazal are worried that if I'm going to be matmin on Shabbos, that indicates that I want the food to be very hot. And I might boil the pot up beforehand in order to make sure that it gets super hot. So gezeirah shema yartiyah, that's why we aser hatmana on Shabbos, even though it's not Mosif Hevel. If it's Erev Shabbos, the iser of hatmana is with a davar ha-mosif hevel, not davar ha-maimid hevel. On Erev Shabbos, the iser is to be matmin with stuff that adds heat. There's no iser to be matmin, let's say, with a towel on Erev Shabbos, because a towel is not Mosif Hevel. Erev Shabbos, the iser is to be matmin with a davar that's Mosif Hevel because of a gezeirah shema yichata b'gecholim. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, everything is straightforward. On Shabbos, don't be matmin even if it's Maimid Hevel. Erev Shabbos, the Iser of Hatmana is only if it is Maisav Hevel. Now, the Mishnah in the fourth Perek tells me which items are considered Mosif Hevel. You can't be toiming with Gefes, Zevel, Melach, Sid, Chol. These things are called Mosif Hevel. Like Gefes is like the residue from an oil press. That's Mosif Hevel. Zevel is Mosif Hevel. Salt is Mosif Hevel. Now, first of all, I have no idea how this stuff is Mosif Hevel. What exactly does it mean that's Mosif Hevel? Years ago, when I was doing the Chavrusa with Rabbi Tani Cohen, so he felt that there is this thing that scientists dispute if it exists, but it might exist, called spontaneous combustion, that sometimes stuff just like goes wow, and it just begins to burn. Not all substances are shy to spontaneous combustion. His argument was that the items that the Mishnah lists as being Mosif Hevel are those types of things that are perhaps spontaneously combustible. I don't know. But on some level, l'cha'ira, it doesn't matter, because none of us are matmin with Gefes, or with melach, or with zevel, right? We don't do hatmana with this stuff. So the Isser of Hatmana may Erev Shabbos, L'cha'era should not apply. Because the way I do Hatmana, the way anyone does Hatmana, is you have, let's say, towels. Or they used to sell covers in stores that would say Shabbos on it. And like you would use it to cover your challah pot. They would call it a Shabbos cover. Rabbi Willig used to call it the Chilul Shabbos cover, right? Why is it called the Chilul Shabbos cover? I don't know, right? L'cha'ira, I'm doing it on Erev Shabbos, right? By Erev Shabbos, it's only usher if it's Maisav Hevel. The Pashtus is that this is not Maisav Hevel, it's just a towel. Maybe it's called a Chilul Shabbos cover because on Shabbos itself. So I shouldn't take my towel or my cover that says Shabbos and put it on top of my cholent pot, because that would be Maisav Hevel. That L'cha'ora is the issue. That L'cha'ora is the issue at hand. Now, once again, we probably don't have anything that is Mosif Hevel in our planet that we use. Nonetheless, in the Ran on Nun Zayin on the Beis B'dape Harif.
What about a hot towel?
What about a hot towel? Yeah, so does anyone do that?
Airplanes.
Huh?
Airplanes.
On airplanes. They give you a hot towel to wake you up in the morning. Yeah, so maybe that would be an issue if you have one of those. But again, I don't think it's Mosif de Shticha. I've never seen anyone do that in the real world. Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the Ran writes that there's a machlokes between the Ramban and the Rashba, right? The Rashba and the Rabbeinu Yona on the one hand and the Ramban on the other hand, about the following case. Let's say I have a pot that is on top of an item that is not shayich to have the Isser Shehiyah. The pot is Mavushal Kamaichal Ben Jerusoi for Ashkenaz and Mavushal called Circle Mitzdamek Viralo for Svaradim. There's no Isser at all of Shehiyah. Then I cover it up with a towel, May Erev Shabbos. The towel itself is not Masif Hevel. So if I look at it from the perspective of Shehiyah, Heter Gomor. If I look at it from the perspective of Hatmana, Heter Gomor. But do I say that 0 plus 0 equals Osir? Or do I say 0 plus 0 equals 0? The Ramban felt that since the Shehiyah in this case is Mutter, and the Hatmana in this case is Mutter, May Erev Shabbos, right? We're talking about being Matum with the towel, it's Mutter and Erev Shabbos. So therefore, the Ramban says it's all Heter Gomor. But the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Yaina say that's going to be Osir. So that means that now I actually created a case of Hatmana by Adavar Hamosef Hevel, according to the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Yaina. And our bad luck, I'm just looking at my notes where the Maramakam is, our bad luck is that in Shulchan Aruch, we pass in like the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Yaina. We pass in that it is usher to be matmin in this combined situation. So that's one case of Hatmana by Dabar HaMaisif Hevel. So you have to be careful not to cover your pot when your pot is on the heating element. Now it says in Shulchan Aruch though that covering means mamish covering. Meaning, let's say I have a pot that's on top of my plata, and I put a plate on top of my pot, so that when the towels drape down, there is some air space. The towel is not mamish touching the pot, right? I have a big plate on top, and it drapes down. Or let's say I put the towel on, and it covers the north and the south, but the east and the west is uncovered, no? So b'kahai gavna, that's not called hatmana. So the combined situation that the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Yonah say it's usr, I believe at the beginning of Reish Nun Zayin, Rashba and the Rabbeinu Yonah say it's usr in this combined case, but it says in Shulchan Aruch that it's going to be okay if you have the it's going to be okay if you have the plate on top of it. Okay, that's the beginning of Reish Nun Zayin. Now, although the pashtus is that the mechaber is machmir in this case, in the towel on top of the permitted shehiya case, nonetheless, there was an old Sfaradi minhag of some who were makel on this shaila. In Rav Rimon's Sefer, he quotes some tshuvas of Chacham Ovadia, where he quotes that the minig in some Sfaradi communities was to be makel. Apparently, this minig in Sfaradi communities predated the Shulchan Aruch. And there's a Sefer Shirat Hayam, which is one of the cheat sparim that guys use when they prepare for Rabbanot Smicha. So in the Shirat Hayam, he gives you a whole bunch of Sfaradi poskim who defend this practice. But the pashtus is that Sfaradim should be machmir on this. L'cha'oira, Sfaradim should be machmir, Ashkenazim should be machmir. This double case, Lipaskin is considered Dover Hamoisif Hevel, and it's going to be, there you have it, and it's going to be forbidden. It's actually Reish Nun Zayin Se'if Ches. Okay, that's where the case is. Now, there are cases of Hatmana, or seeming Hatmana, that are Heter Gomor. You're allowed to cover, this is a Washington Heights thing, you're allowed to cover your pot on Shabbos, l'shomro min ha'achborim. Right, minig Washington Heights, that if there are achborim, so you're allowed to cover it, it's not considered an iser hatmana, if your only intention is to make sure the food doesn't get ruined. Unlike many of the other Yisurim D'Rabbanan and Shabbos, by hatmana, my kavana matters much more. And Kol's man that what I'm doing is not b'mechavein to keep the food warm or to make the food warmer. Kol's man, it's muchach that my kavana is to protect the food. That's not called hatmana. Now, it means not only a pot cover, l'cha'ira if I cover the thing entirely, right? We said before that just a cover is not a problem. Even if I cover the thing entirely, my kavana is l'shom romin ha'achborim, it's okay. Hello, Natan, how are you?
That's only when it's not on the fire. Right?
Even if it is on the fire and the shehiya is mutter, but if my kavana, and I shouldn't say, again, you can't fake your kavana. If it's muchach that your kavana is to protect it, it's going to be okay. Right? If it's clear that my kavana is,
but putting the lefties on the fire, putting the cover on, that's not like the
again, let's just, I'm not worried that there's going to be an iser bishul. The food is fully cooked, right? The food is mamish, totally cooked. There's no, you're right, if there's an iser bishul, so all bets are off. Now, I should add a nakuda, which is that the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam have a machlokas at the beginning of Perek Bamei Tomnim on the first daf. The machlokes is that according to Rashbam, we give all of the kulas of shehiya to hatmana. So according to the Rashbam, if food is, let's say, kidra chaisa, so there is no iser of hatmana. Or if the food is mamish mavushal kot sarkum, it's tamek viralo, there is no iser hatmana. That's the Rashbam's shita. The Rabbeinu Tam disagrees entirely with that. At the end of Reish Nun Zayin, the Ramah quotes this Rashbam. The Ramah first of all writes the end of Reish Nun Zayin, the Hatmana, even though we have all these rules and regulations, at times you can violate Yisurim. This is like every Yeshiva Bacher's famous Ramah. Mitzvah lahatman l'Shabbos kedei sheyochol chamin b'Shabbos. Ki zehu mikovid va'oneg Shabbos. V'komi she'enu mamim b'divrei chachomim v'osar achilas chamin. Right, so having hot food on Shabbos is very important. But there are rules and regulations of Shekiyah, Hafzara, Hatmana. That's what we're talking about. In Reish Nun Zayin, right over there, the Ramah does quote this Shita of the Rashbam, that the Rashbam says, Yesh mekilim de koshul chay legamre, onis special kol tzarkoi, is mutter b'hatmana kamo b'shekiyah. Right, so don't scream at somebody who does this. It's not a shita d'chuya legamre, but don't do it. So there is a certain amount of the case that you mentioned, right? There is a certain amount of flexibility. If the food is fully cooked, we still assume the lahalacha that there is an iser of hatmana. So let's go back. The Isra of Hatmana, more than other Isurim on Shabbos, is governed by my Kavana. Therefore, if my Kavana is L'shomer min ha'achbarim, it's okay. Kishka in Shalant.
Rabbi, can you have a double, intention? Meaning, if you say, okay, I need to protect it from the achbarim, but... Oh, wow, it's a win-win because it wasn't getting so hot.
Again, so we are assuming that we're dealing with honest Jews. What does Rashi write in Pashas Kedeshim a few times? That the Torah uses the expression, Ani Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what your kavanah really is. Like, we're assuming that you're really being honest. To say, L'shomer min ha'achbarim, when you live L'davoneinu in the community, not like the heights, you don't live a makom tayer like this, you live in a community that there's no achbarim, so then, obviously, you don't...
No, so you're living in the heights, and you have a mouth problem, but it also helps, meaning it does both.
It depends what your primary kavana is. Again, I can't... You know, you can't read people's minds. It depends what you're really thinking. If I have kishke in shalant, so why do I put kishke in shalant? Obviously, because I want the kishke. You wrap the kishke in aluminum foil. Should that be an iser hatmana? So hasvara no senes, we'll give a few kulas why it's okay. Hasvara no senes that it should be a problem of hatmana. However, once I say this idea that when my kavone is not to keep the food warm, not to insulate the food, but I have kavone not to have the food become ruined, l'shomer min achbarim means the food's going to get ruined. If I don't wrap my kishka in aluminum foil, what will happen is my kishka will be misporer. It will fall apart. It will end up all over my shalant. It won't be a good gishmaka piece of kishka. So in that case, the cha'ira, it will be the equivalent of the shomer min ha'achbarim. That should be okay. Because your kavana is to maintain the integrity of the kishka. I always thought, therefore, that putting kishka in shalant is different than putting a potato kugel in shalant. Again, people have to test this out. My understanding is that potato kugel, when you put it in shalant, does not really break apart. That the potato kugel stays in place. And therefore, if you're going to wrap the potato kugel up, there's more of an issue than wrapping the kishka up, although we'll give a few kulas later on. Mr. Cohen, how are you, sir?
Good. Maybe I missed this, but the aluminum foil, would that be a dollar shmosif hevel? That we would be worried about it?
So is aluminum moisif hevel? Remember, once we paskin, like the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba, so the aluminum foil is on the kishka, and the kishka is on the crackpot, and the kishka is on the crackpot base. So it's the double situation. Shehiyah mutares, hatmana mutares, together we paskin it's asur. Right? So that's why I need my svara that the kishka would fall apart. Yeah, Mr. Blau, you raised your hand?
So two questions. One, just a clarification. When we're talking about covering pots or whatever, are we talking about like just having the food in it completely enclosed by things? So like putting a lid on a pot? Or are we talking about putting a cover on top of something that's already enclosed?
So the pashtus is we're talking about the second case. Something is already enclosed. It's okay. Putting that cover on the pot should be heter gomor because your kavana is, if not l'shomer min achbarim, but l'shomer from dirt, etc. But if I wrap another cover up on it, so then that would be a potential iser hatmana.
Right. Okay. Fine. So, and then my other question was
actually let me just add one nekuda for your other question. Based on what we're saying now, the Sefer Orchos Shabbos argues that I could wrap a kishka in chalent with one thing of aluminum foil, but if I'm going to use a few layers of aluminum foil, so then obviously what I am doing is I'm showing that I want my kishka to remain more insulated, hotter, etc., and then there would be an Isser Hatmana. I don't know. Like, that's what he says. I hear the svara, but, you know, one could argue that sometimes you need two pieces of aluminum foil to make sure the kishka doesn't fall apart. Yeah, next comment.
Okay, my other question is actually somewhat irrelevant because if you can cover things just so that they're enclosed, because my other question was, like, if your kavana is for stuff not to dry out, because it would be just open to the air, then theoretically that would work also.
Correct. In other words, if your kavanah is to protect the food, then it's okay. That's our yesod.
And then we said, didn't we say that the only problem also is completely uncovering things? So like just like surrounding things, but if it's not on all sides, then...
So we said the idea in Shulchan Aruch that if I put a plate on top of a pot and then my towels drape down and there's a lot of airspace between, that's not called Hatmana. We'll have to develop that idea a little more as we go on. When we say that we paskin against the Rashbam, that means that we hold that kulas by shechia do not apply to hatmana. So if the food is mevushal kol tzarko, there still is an iser hatmana. Hatmana, we are more nervous about shemi yechata begecholim than we are about the other things. Well, just how nervous are we? We've been talking about our super duper kula of toach betit. Right. Let's say I mamish seal up my oven, so I can't possibly be mechatef. Would that be a kula l'inyanei hatmana? Do I say that by hatmana I'm so machmir that even toyach betit, the guy's mamish so fahit, he's so excited about getting the food hot, he's going to break through that thing? Or do I say, come on? So the Mishnah Berurah has two opinions about this. Sifkatin memches, Reish Nun Zayin, Sifkatin, no. Sifkatin mem zayin, I believe. Right, Reish Nun Zayin, Sifkatin mem zayin. So the Mishnah Berurah over there quotes that the El Yeraba is mekal on toyach betet, and the Sefer Or Zaruah is mekal. V'tov lahachmir l'chatchila. You should be machmir on this because the prima godim is nishar b'safek. This Mishnah Berurah actually goes against his normal rules of paskin and halacha, no? He has a machlekes el yirabam prima godim. He says, I found a rishon, the Or Zaruah, who agrees with the maple shita, but still he writes tov lahachmir. Why he does this, I don't know. Those of you who want to get doctorates on Mishnah Berurah, be my guest, have fun. I'd love to read your doctorate on the Mishnah Berurah. I don't know. So there seems to be a little bit of a difficulty. The Mishnah Berurah feels that you should be machmir on that question. In Rav Rimon Sefer on page 168, he discusses maybe we could be makel based on the El Yeraba if I have a non-adjustable hot plate that's covered with towels from Erev Shabbos. Remember, if I have what we call the double zero, shehiya that's mutter, right? And it is hatmana that's mutter. So it's machlokes Ramban and Rashba / Rabbeinu Yaina. There are some who are make on that case. If I have a situation of tayach betit, which means it's not shayach to be mechata begecholam, so then the Oyerabah is megol, and the Orzarua is megol. A non-adjustable hot plate perhaps is the same as tayach betit, no? One could argue it's not shayach be mechata begecholam. So Rav Rimon discusses perhaps we can combine these things together and be megol in that case. Because it is that there's so many snifa mahaka, no? So that's a reason perhaps to be makel. There's an additional reason to be makel, which again, I'm not sure post can say this or Maisa, but when you go through the Rishonim at the beginning of Perek Bamet Tomnin, the Rishonim have a discussion about how the Minhag HaOlam used to be that people put their pots into an oven on Erev Shabbos. And they left the pot there. And the shayla was, they left the pot there, and would that be some sort of an isser of hatmana? And there are various answers that are given by Rishayim. The Rush suggests that maybe the isser of hatmana is only on something that you could pile up and have it cover the entire pot. But if I have a flat piece of metal, you're not going to be able to to envelop the entire pot. It's a flat piece of metal. So Ken Zayin, that the entire, at least according to that opinion in the Rush, the entire Gezerah of Hatmana by Dover HaMoisif Hevel, right, are the Mosifim Hevel that are similar to the Mishnah, which is Gefes and Melach. Those are all things that you could theoretically cover the entire pot on. So maybe there's an additional snifla hakel. Again, according to Meil Ha'era, we shouldn't double dip. We shouldn't say that the 0 + 0 is usser because I have the other snifla hakel that I'm putting it on top of a plata. I'm putting it on top of a heating element, which I can't possibly bend up. None of the Achrayim say this. None of the Sfarim say this. I happen to like this idea very much, but none of the Sfarim say it. Yes, sir. Once I'm combining Snifa Mahakos, I have the Rashbam also. Right. In other words, this is one of the challenges I think that Poskim have is how often are we mitzvah Snifa Mahakos like this? Like one of the reasons why you have to learn through the entire Sugya, you have all the Snifa Mahakos, but part of the question is to what extent is Shulchan Aruch a binding book? And the Ramah tells me not to rely on the Rashbam. Does that mean not to rely on the Rashbam? It's not even the Snifla Hakel? Or do I say, no, the Rashbam is a Snifla Hakel and together with all these other Stephen? I don't know. I'm not sure. There's not that much on Inyane Hatmana that I have seen. But, right, there are many reasons why we could be making on most Hatmana Shailas. Once I have my Rush and you have the Rashbam, etc., and you have the Ramban, right? So many Hatmana Shailas of Chayra just mutter straight off the bat, right? But then Nafal Abira the entire din, which, right? I don't know. Oh, another issue. The Rabbeinu Chananel is quoted and the first daf of Perakira. Remember, Perakira begins according to almost all the Mefarshim, with the exception of Rashi. Perakira is about the dinim of Shehiyah and Hachazara. Right? That's what the halacha is about, the machlekes Chananya, Chachomim that we spoke about. Rashi has a shita that Perakira is about the Isser of Hatmana. And the Rabbeinu Chananel seems to agree with Rashi. I, how's their Hatmana? I'm talking about having a pot on a kira. A kira was like a stove that they had, Bisman Chazal, that you could have one pot inside and one pot on top. What exactly is the inyan of Hatmana? So Rabbeinu Chananel says, well, the inyan of Hatmana is that if the food is touching the coals at the bottom, that itself is called Hatmana. That's what we call hatmana b'miktas. If you have a pot that is inside coals, that, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, is hatmana b'miktas. And therefore, Rabbeinu Chananel says that if you want perekira to be talking about inyanim of shehiyah rather than hatmana, you have to say that the pot is on top of a tripod. The pot is supported by, right? You guys know what a tripod is? Three legs, right? The pot is supported on a tripod. It's not directly inside the coals. Or else there would be an Isser Hatmana. That's Hatmana b'miktas. Mechaber, at the beginning of Reish Nun Gimel, Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Aleph, right on the dinim of Shehiyah, the Mechaber tells me, Kol zeh be'inin Shehiyah, Shakadera Yosheves al Kisei Shal Barzel. Meaning the Mechaber holds a Hatmana b'miktas Shmei Hatmana. Rabbi Moses Isserles writes, Yesh omrim da afilam ha-kadera omedes al gabi ha-esh mamesh. Koz man shi megula lamayla lo mikri hatmona v'shari. Right? The Ramah says that hatmona v'miktas, if just the bottom of the pot is mutman, that's not usher. So if you're a Sfaradi, it's very difficult. If you're a Sfaradi and you don't hold the Sfarah of the Rush, so Rabbi Zion Abba Shaul is bothered that you cannot use any plata on Shabbos because of the Isser Hatmana. Right? If you hold of Hatmana b'miktas, and you don't hold of this rush that I said before, that Hatmana is only shayich on those stuff that is like granular and theoretically could envelop the pot, so Rabbi Zion Abba Shaul invented on top of the plata, like some sort of tripods that the pot is supported. Right? It's a very similar idea. It's like the Reb Chaim Kanievsky blech, right? But it's for a totally different reason. It's based on purposes of hatmana rather than purposes of shehiyah. Now, Ashkenazim or Megillah. The kula of the Ashkenazim is based on the vast majority of Rishonim at the beginning of Perek Kira, but the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar, when he quotes this, he has a lashon that Eino Aser Ad Sheyehei Mutman Bekulai Oy Berubo, meaning that there is an Iser Hatmana Bekulo if it's totally covered, or Berubo. Now, this, of course. Well, which one is it? Is it kulo or rubo? Is this a hatmana only when the whole thing is covered? Let's say I leave a little bit uncovered. Is that an iser of hatmana? So there's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah on this nekuda. The Mishnah Berurah in Reish Nun Ches Se'if Katan Beis writes that even if a tiny bit is uncovered, it's not hatmana. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about if I have a bottle and the bottle is inside hot water, but this is one of the great scientific facts of life, that the bottle bobs up and down. So some of the bottle is going to be on top of the water, no? The bottle is not completely full. If the bottle has some airspace in it, right? So the bottle will end up floating. If it floats, is up the Mishnah Berurah, it's not an Isser of Hatmana. Hatmana's got to be that the whole thing is inside it. However, right, and that's his Lashon, by the way. If it's Megula Lamaila, it's not Hatmana. However, elsewhere,
if the Kli is, what is that?
The food is in the Kli, and the Kli is completely the Kli is completely surrounded, then it's Hatmana.
I'm saying if the bottle's only half filled, but the water goes.
Now, I think I think like in the baby bottle case, it would have to be that enough of it is uncovered that some of the food is uncovered. Let's say it like that. I mean, the point that you're addressing, I'd have to go through the Mefarshim more carefully to see exactly what the point is. Just my basic recollection is that the food has to be somewhat uncovered, not just that the bottle, not the top of the bottle. But I'd have to look more carefully. The Mishnah Berurah elsewhere in Reishon and Zayin says that even if it's mechusa rubai, it's a problem. Reishon and Zayin mem gimel. Ayis mem gimel in the Mishnah Brura, he says that even if it's mechusa rubai, it's a problem. This became a whole cause celeb years ago when crock pots became popular. Now, there are different types of crock pots. There's like the flatbed crock pot that's usually made by West End. And then you have the crock pot, like the slow cookers that have walls. And like it's a piece of, let's say, earthenware that goes inside it. So the last tshuva, apparently, that Reb Shlomo Zalman wrote in his lifetime was about the crock pots. If you look in the back of the Sefer Archos Shabbos in volume one, he has a whole kuntris binyanei crock pots. And they deal extensively with the stira in the Mishnah Berurah. Is hatumana bekulai, is it only also if it's bekulo, or is it even also if it's berubo? So some suggest that the pshat, the answer to the stira in the Mishnah Berurah, is that there's a difference between being matman in a liquid and being matman in a solid, or in the granular substance. If I'm matman in a liquid, they say, so if any amount is exposed, it is mutter. But if I'm matman in a solid, that's considered more hatmana, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Part of the idea here is a famous chazanish. If you remember, the Gemara Daf Mem in Shabbos tells us a story that once upon a time, Reb Yitzchak Bar Avdimi followed Reb Yehuda Hanossi into the bathhouse, and he wanted to heat up a pap shell shemen to bathe, and he said, Tov b'kli sheni v'tein. So the Chaznish has a problem. Why is there no Isser Hatmana? Right? B'chayra, you're taking that jug of oil, you're sticking it into a thing of water. Why is there no Isser Hatmana? Now, the Mishnah Berurah would say there's no Isser Hatmana because the whole thing is not covered in the water. Some of it is exposed. But the Chazanish paskins, like the Rabbi Lechanano, the Chazanish paskins that there's an Isser Hatmana, even Hatmana b'miktas. So how come it was mutter Nakamara? So Zuk the Chazanish, a tremendous fiddish, which is make on like 95% of our shaylas. It's going to be a kula by the kishka. Chazanish says that there's no hatmana in food. The iser of hatmana is only in non-food items. The cases in shas are non-food items. But if I'm in a merchatz, right? So what am I being matmin in? I'm being matmin in water. Water is food. Water. Zuck the Chazanish, there's no hatmana in foods. Now, again, you got to be the Chazanish to say this far. If a guy in Shir would say this far, I'd say, dude, what have you been smoking? Like, what? It's mutter now. No, like, what's going on? And that's what I would say. That's what I would say. But the Chazanish says a svara. So some of the svarim say that maybe the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really hold it that svara, obviously, but he holds it that svara enough to say that Hatmana Berubai is not a problem. But Berubo is going to be a problem when you're being matmin in real food items, or being matmin in real granular substances which are not food items. According to Chazanish, therefore, there's no Isser Hatmana at all on the Kishka and the Chalon, because you're being matmin in food. Yes?
I understand that maybe by water it's different, but in food, but isn't that very normal? Otherwise, forget about the kishka, your potatoes that are in the middle of your
cholent.
I mean, the
cholent is covering. So potatoes in a cholent is the isra of hatmana is covering a food with a non-food item, no? So if I have a bottle, which is a non-food item, and I immerse it in water, so right, the bottle, the oil inside the bottle is a food item covered by a non-food item. So that's an isra hatmana. But if I have a food in the food, it's just two ingredients in a pot, that's fine. My kishka is covered in silver foil, that's hatmana. Years ago, I had a disagreement with Rabbi Wiederblank about the following case. Some people like to put eggs in their chalent. Now, let me teach you how to cook. There are two ways of putting eggs in your chalent. You could peel the egg. You could hard boil the egg and then peel the egg and then put it in the chalent. Or you could put the egg in the chalent with its shell and have it cook and cook and cook and cook. Now, if you put the egg with the shell in, it's going to be very hard to get the eggshell off. And you have to deal with a potential iser bishul if you're going to rinse that egg under the cold water, right? Maybe you'll be mevashel that water. So that's already another shaila. But some people put the egg in the shalant and the egg is still in the shell. So forget about the iser bishul. I was arguing with Rabbi Wiederblank. I thought there's an iser hatzimana. Because my food is covered by a non-food item. Eggshells are not food. Nachon? So Rabbi Wiederblank thought that I was crazy when I suggested this. I don't know. I still think I'm right. It makes sense to me. Like his argument was, no, right now it's all an egg. It's all the same thing, as opposed to like silver foil on top of a kishka is like a totally different thing. It's all an egg. That was his argument. I don't know. So this question about the crock pots and whether there's hatmona, that's to be that lashon of the Rabbeinu Tam, kulay or rubo. By the way, there's a beautiful essay that Rabbi Bleich has in one of his volumes of contemporary halachic problems, where he just summarizes the whole crock pot issue. Let me just tell one story about this. I used to stay in yeshiva for Shabbos a lot, and Rav Shechter used to invite me over for meals very often, largely because my roommate at that time was Tani Cohen, who was going out with Rav Shechter's daughter. So like we would always go over to Rav Shechter's house. So during the whole crock pot controversy, it happens that the Shabbos when, right after Shlomo Zalman's tshuva became public, so the Rebbetzin's crock pot broke. That was the story. So then they got like a flatbed type of thing. But until then they had, Rav Shechter originally felt it wasn't an issue at all. He's like, it's only Hatzmon if it's completely covered over. The steer in the Mishnah Berurah, Rav Shechter like doesn't think in terms of steers and Mishnah Berurah. That's not the way he goes about paskening shilas. But like Miyos Tov, you're buying a new crock pot anyway, you may as well get like a flatbed. That's how I understood it. Other shilas in terms of hatmana are again tea in a kli sheni. You're saying because the tea bag is mutman, right? The tea bag is a non-food item. That's a really cute question. So I don't know if that's considered hatmana if the whole thing is mamish permeable. Some of the svarim say that if I, let's say, use cheesecloth to wrap some food, right? So the idea is I want the tam to go from, let's say, my kishka wrapped in cheesecloth into the chalent, back in and out, if it's like a permeable thing. So you say that's not considered hatzmana. So I'd assume that's the same thing by the tea bag. You have to also understand the water is being mutman. No, the smaller item is mutman than the bigger item. There's more water than there is tea bag.
Yes, so the water is being tomei.
The water is being tomei in the tea bags, right? But because it's meant to go back and forth, it's like a permeable thing, I don't think we treat that as hatmana.
But it's also being mutman tea leaves, so we forget about the tea bag.
The tea leaves
are in
the water. So again, but that's sort of like, again, if I have ingredients in food, that's not hatmana. Hatmana is I cover food with a non-food item. So the only issue is because the tea bag itself is a non-food item. That's what I thought your kasha was. So I think the answer to that is that like it's a permeable thing. And I find hatmana very funny because we're saying svaros, which, you know, I think as far as klushos to some extent. But, you know, Klaus has been making tea for a very long time. Mr. Blau, you raised your hand.
Could you use the svara of permeability to also solve the egg problem? In other words, an eggshell is permeable, semi-permeable to things getting in. So when you put your egg in an eggshell in the cholent, it gets the cholent flavor to a certain degree.
Those of you who learn Yeridaya know that there is a little bit of a discussion about whether eggshells are considered halachically permeable or not. But yeah, again, if it's considered halachically permeable, it happens that, yeah. Okay, good. Let's talk about a few other Hatmana Shailas very briefly. Sous vide. Hey, does everyone here know what sous vide is? Right, so you basically have a piece of meat that's wrapped in like a plastic bag and you put it in a cooker and it cooks. Right? You keep it in the temperature between 120 and 140, it cooks for many, many hours and the meat comes out very, very geschmack. Is there an Isra Hatmana on sous vide? So if I'm a Chazanish Jew, for sure not, no? Because I'm being matmin in a food item. Reb Usher Weiss originally wrote a tshuva, I believe, to Rabbi Ari Zatz of Tinek, where he asered the sous vide because of Hatmana. And then later on, he wrote a tshuva where he was makel on it. And I believe the svara to be makel is a similar svara to what we're saying in terms of the shomrei min ha'achbarim and the kishka svara, which is that the whole thing would fall apart. If I want sous vide to be cooked, the only way to do it is in a bag, or else the whole thing disintegrates, or else it's a garnish McGarnished. It's
also, gonna,
they'll be totally cooked.
You
right.
Want it cooked. You want it sous vide.
Exactly. So it's l'shomro in the sense of I want to have it that type of cooking way. So again, Reb Usher Weiss, I have both tshuvas somewhere like in my notebook. His original tshuva asked the sous vide, and then later on he was making on the sous vide. There's also some people make naval pastrami that comes like in plastic bags. Like there's a lot of these things. If you go to Gourmet Guat, you'll see everything like in the... So again, like the chayra, this same, you have to figure out, will the navy pastrami break apart when you make a hole in the plastic bag? So my understanding, I once tried this, it's not really good. It defeats the purpose. So Hasfera no senes said it should be mutter based on that, just like we're seeing by the kishka and everything else. The idea is l'shomrel to protect the food. So this is what I have to say about Hatmana. Any questions or comments, gentlemen? Yes, sir.
I have a kugel. If like you don't want like the contents of the chalent in your kugel, what would that be?
I think that's the same idea as l'shomrei. Right? I'm trying to protect my kugel rather than I'm trying to protect my chalent. Right? It goes both ways, right? Yeah.
Let's say like when you're putting something in aluminum foil on the hot plate. Bottom, I understand you don't want getting all over the
top,
but the top.
So, but again, just like when I have a pot and I put the cover on the pot because there's dirt floating around my apartment, I don't want it to get dirty. Right? If your kavona is l'shomro, it's like a pot and it's fine. Right? But if I'm using a few layers of it, then the Sefer Archos Shabbos says it's usher, because then I'm megala that my kavona is to keep it warmer.
You're putting it on for an hour.
Again, if you don't really care, so you may as well just like uncover it, the top of it. Why not? It happens that like if you put a potato kugel on the hot plate, it will get much drier. Unless some people say it tastes better when it's drier. I think normal people assume it tastes worse when it's drier. But if you cover it, it doesn't dry out as quickly.
That counts as a
mono. I think so. I think whatever my kavana is to keep the food geschmack, again, this is what I mean that, like with Hatmana, we're saying very shvach esvaras. But we're doing the best we can. Okay, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure learning with you these last couple of weeks. And Mirat Hashem, I'll try to have questions ready for you tonight. Or tomorrow morning, we'll send them out. Again, get it back to me by Monday. Now, if you're asking what does Monday mean, so I think Monday means midnight of Monday night. Okay, we'll say it like that. This is as makel on Monday as we could possibly be. Now, if you're traveling to a different time zone, don't ask me that, Kasha. I don't know. I get it to me Okay, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure learning with you. Hatzlacha. I hope that it was productive. I hope that now, you know, the basic shilas that come up, not only will you know a mahalach as to what to do, but you'll also know some of the svaras behind it and to be able to explain the dinim. That's the goal. Okay, Chaver, have a great day. Yes.
In terms of timing, just thinking about my schedule, how much time does Rebbe expect we should budget for the Bechina? How many questions are there?
I usually ask, let's say, 10 out of 12 or 11 out of 13. It doesn't take more than an hour, Bederach Klal, although some people are slower test takers, some people are faster test takers. Okay.